John East, candidate for United States Senate.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate. This is a crucial election year, and it will set the tone and direction of American politics, not only for a decade, but for the balance of this century. I pray that North Carolinians will speak what is in their hearts and minds when they cast their votes this year. I believe their vote will be a message of hope, and hope has always been the strength of America. Robert Morgan's positions on the critical issues affecting North Carolina and America differ from mine. It will be on these differences that you, the voters of North Carolina, will have a clear choice in selecting a United States Senator. Sadly, in recent years, we have witnessed the rapid erosion of America's traditionally strong position in the defense and foreign policy area. The recent events in Iran and Afghanistan are only symptoms of this erosion. My opponent, Robert Morgan, has contributed heavily to this policy of weakness, which in recent history began with our foolishly giving up the Panama Canal. Mr. Morgan voted to turn over the canal to those threatening us with force. Later, he voted for the legislation costing the American taxpayers millions of dollars, which funded our giving up the canal. More recently, Mr. Morgan voted to confirm Saul Linowitz as an American negotiator in the Middle East. Incredibly, Linowitz is the man who negotiated the Panama Canal Treaty. In addition, my opponent voted to delete funding for the construction of the vitally needed B-1 bomber. Also, he served on a Senate subcommittee chaired by Frank Church, and this subcommittee's irresponsible actions have greatly impaired the effectiveness of the CIA. Finally, as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, he refused to join with the majority of that committee in urging the Senate to reject the SALT II Treaty. The majority contended that the treaty would imperil America's national security and urged rejection. Mr. Morgan vacillated and refused to take a stand. He merely voted present. I consider that weak leadership. Mr. Morgan's votes in these crucial areas have sent the wrong signals to the world, the signals of weakness and appeasement, and this in turn has led to such turmoil and crisis as we have seen in Iran and Afghanistan. I emphasize this turmoil is only a symptom of the underlying disease of self-inflicted weakness for which Senator Morgan bears a heavy responsibility. At home, government policies have weakened our economy. Inflation is a cruel burden to Americans, and wasteful spending has contributed to an inflation rate pushing 15%. This waste is reflected in the excesses of programs such as the recent misuse of CETA funds and the expenditure of vast sums in foreign aid to give assistance to our admitted enemies. Also, the government continues to harass two of North Carolina's most respected institutions, our educational system and our tobacco industry. HEW's unwarranted attacks on the University of North Carolina and the tax-supported anti-tobacco crusade must be challenged and defeated. There is great cause for hope in America. Our hope springs from our religious faith and our faith in the ideal of human freedom, an ideal that stands as the envy of the world. I am sincerely concerned about the well-being of you, your family, and our country. For this reason, I am undertaking this campaign. Whether you are a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, I earnestly ask for your counsel and support as I undertake this campaign. I wish to serve you, the people of North Carolina, as your senator. As is proper in the American system, the ultimate verdict will be yours. I know the outcome rests in good hands. Thank you.
Now that you've heard from John, wouldn't you like to have him in the United States Senate representing you instead of a George McGovern or a Ted Kennedy? Well, he can be elected with your help. If you agree with what John has just said, please take the time today to send him a contribution. Thank you.